Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I am so glad that you are here listening, whether you're listening live or in the future. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen in to Imperfect Brilliance. A little bit about me. I am a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, and I play with the tools and techniques and questions that I have learned through this amazing body of work that has truly changed my life. And today I am really pleased to continue the conversation that I've been having with some wonderful people over the last, I think, month or so, talking about different aspects of beauty. And today's conversation is titled by, and I had help from my guest today, The Naked Beauty of the Vulnerable Man. And there really, truly is some amazing conversation. So I encourage you to go into the archives through ohmtimesradio.com or through iTunes and search for Imperfect Brilliance. And then the shows have been about I Am Beauty, the movement, which is something we will definitely talk some more about today. And both of my guests are amazing men that we're going to be talking about different aspects that a lot of things men don't actually talk about too much. And there's something really beautiful about when someone does not judge their body. You know when that happens, you see people who are just walking tall and strutting their stuff, and you can tell that they don't judge their body. And it's absolutely beautiful. And the other thing that I think is so amazing is we don't talk about this. Maybe men talk about it amongst themselves. I don't know. And I'm going to find out some more about this today with my guests, Alan Jones and Wesley Pullen. And as we explore, what would your life be like if you never judged your body again? So before we get into this conversation, a little bit about my guests. Alan Jones is a coach and an Access Consciousness certified facilitator, which as a little side note, I'm so excited to say that piece because he's a
Me too. I never thought I'd hear those words.
So congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
And for people listening, it does take quite a bit of extra training and classes to become a certified facilitator. And so Alan just recently became one at the most recent training in Rome. So congratulations on that. I've known Alan for several years, and we've played together quite frequently. And I was just thinking, gosh, it's been quite a while since we have. So I think we need to change that, create something else together. But we definitely had so much fun playing. And Alan inspires, empowers, and invites people to know that they're not screwed up. And I love that about him. And my other guest is what, and Alan lives, when he's not traveling, he lives in London, right? Is it a suburb of London or actually in London itself?
It is a suburb of London. I live probably about 20 minutes on the train from central London. So right near Greenwich,
wonderful.
I live.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so it is kind of late at night for you. So I'm super, and I know you're kind of an early bird. So I'm really glad and grateful that you stayed up late to have this conversation with me today.
You're welcome. And Wesley is up later than me. It's midnight where he is.
Oh, my gosh. And so Wesley is my other guest, and he's also a certified facilitator. And he's also a hairstylist, and he's an operations guy for Sassy Productions, which we'll talk about what that is. And he's a creator of awesomeness. I love this. A change maker and a smile wearer. So welcome, Wesley.
I'm so glad to be here.
And, you know, I'm not sure how I got so lucky that I get to play with such fun guys. And, you know, everybody listening, we've got an Australian accent and an English accent, both in one call. You're welcome.
Darling, I think you'll find that's a South African accent.
Is it? I thought you were from Australia.
Australian.
Oh, my God.
All
so
the way
sorry.
From wild South Africa.
Isn't that amazing? Well, it's just it's sexy, whatever it is. That's for daggone sure. So.
Really?
True story. He has a sexy voice. It's sexy.
I think
wow.
Your own accent is just normal, but you hear other people's and it's like so sexy.
Right? I know. It's awesome. So, guys, wow. This is such a big conversation to have. And I would love to, you know, again, to have the male perspective on this conversation that probably doesn't happen, at least with people that I know. I haven't seen it happen a lot. And I'm really grateful that you guys are willing to be vulnerable about these conversations and what this can change for all of us. So mm-hmm. Who would like to start talking about, you know, the vulnerability of not and the beauty of not judging your body? Which one
well,
of you delicious men?
You know me, I can't keep my mouth shut, so I'm just going to dive in, and Wesley, you can slap me when you see me. You know, it was interesting when you were doing the intro about what it's like to be around somebody who is not judging you. And, you know, for me, or judging bodies. And for me, one of the greatest, and this was a man who actually invited me to this space, was my friend Merline Volsink, who's another certified facilitator from Holland, from the Netherlands. And we were at a class in Paris, and we shared an apartment together. We shared, and we were kind of walking around in our underwear for the whole kind of, you know, when we were in the apartment. And he's a dancer, so he has an amazing dancer's body. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you look at me, you know, I love my body, but I do not have a dancer's body. I have a bear-shaped body, and I love my sexy bear body, and it's just different. And being mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. the apartment with Merline, it wasn't till the Monday morning after class, like after the last day of class, I realized I hadn't judged my body once, not once.
Mm.
And I got that was the space that he is with bodies, and he just has that space, he just bees that space with bodies of no judgment. It kind mm-hmm. of invites to be that space with him. It's an amazing place to be. And I've been choosing that more often myself. Mm-hmm. And I get it more often. But when you're around someone who just loves bodies, no matter what shape or size, with no judgment, it is such an amazing gift. And it is rare for me, I find it's very rare among men. So, yeah.
Thank you for that. Wow. That's beautiful. And you know, it really is such an invitation to see that and then be able to have that realization. And like you said, it's such an amazing gift. So, Wesley, have you had that kind of experience around anyone as well?
Not too many times, unfortunately. So this is something I'd like to see more of in the world. But I totally get what Alan's saying. It's like when someone's totally vulnerable with their body, it's like you change everybody around you, you know?
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
no barriers against everything, even yourself. You even, like, receive yourself, perceive everything, know everything, and be anything you choose. It's like, truly a space of, like, such an invitation. People see you, and they're like, damn, like, what the hell is he choosing? Or, like, mm-hmm. I want some of that, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's definitely something I want to see more of in the world.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. And it's when there's sometimes where people don't quite know what that is, and they're so drawn to it. And, you know, so in having these conversations, like, what other invitation can we be for opening up the dialogue for more people to realize that they don't have to continue judging their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It is like it, and what something I get that we don't even realize is that it is a choice. We don't realize
right.
that not judging our body or judging our body is just a choice. You know, if you look at a child actually, like a young child, probably under the age of about 3, they don't judge their bodies. And it's not until they start getting slightly older that they start getting told, you shouldn't be running around naked. You should put some clothes on, or you're getting chubby, or you shouldn't eat that, you'll get fat. Typically, that's what I see. So it's around about the ages of 4, 5, 6 that I see children being told they should put clothes on because it's indecent. So then we start to look at our body and go, what's wrong with my body? Oh my God, how is everyone else functioning with their body? And oh my God, I don't have any judgment in my body. There must be something wrong with me. What's wrong with my body? And then we start looking for things wrong with our body. I remember when I was young, I was really skinny. You know, I was skinny. Like, you could see my ribs and stuff till I was about 22. And I judged the crap out of my body. I was never happy with my body.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm so much larger than I was then, and I'm more happy with my body now than I ever was. And I realize that has nothing to do with the shape of it. It's just to
yeah.
do with appreciation and being vulnerable. And Wesley, you said something, and I'm going to let you say what it was, but it's going to be a great meme if you create that about being receiving and being vulnerable.
What was that, Ellen?
you said, okay, I'll read it for you. You said, if you cannot be vulnerable, you cannot receive yourself. And I love that. I think that's just totally it. If you cannot be vulnerable, you cannot receive your body. So, like, what have we decided we cannot receive about our body? Like, what is that? Where did we learn that we cannot receive our body however it chooses to show up?
Mm-hmm. Well, and
yeah.
that is such a wonderful question. And I wonder, too, you know, for people listening who may not know, you know, like, when you say you can't receive it, let's have a little bit more conversation about what that means.
Mm-hmm.
About receiving.
Well, I guess receiving your body is like if you were to look in the mirror and really look at yourself, you know, not just stand there. Like, really look
mm-hmm.
at yourself. Having no point of view about what's there in front of you. It's looking at your body and adoring it, not having the good or bad judgments of it. And when I say the good, it means like, oh, you really like the skinny look, but if you were fat there, it would be bad. Because, you know, that's where the good judgment comes in. But we think it's
yeah.
right. it's a good thing because you're skinny waist, right? But if you were to think of it like you would have the wider waist, it would be a bad thing. It's to look at your body and have no point of view about it and have, like, total connection with it and total communion. To stand in front of the mirror and think, oh, I'm so grateful I'm in this body, right?
And that is a space that we are not we just don't have these conversations, you know, and to be told like it's okay to have adoration for yourself and adoration for your body, and you know, to be able to, like you said, it's a choice, and to be able to know that you know, and empower people to realize that they can choose differently, no matter what they have chosen up to right now in their lives, they can choose differently. And it doesn't have to start Monday, and it doesn't have to start tomorrow. It could start right here listening to this conversation. That
I love that.
Right?
It has to start Monday. Like, how many of us are like, oh, we'll start that on Monday?
Right?
Start that diet on Monday.
Exactly. I'll just start that tomorrow. You know? And so, you know, what, and if you find yourself judging, well, just stop. You know, say, oh, right, I'm choosing not to do that anymore, and choose something different. And it's really that simple. And it's, look, sometimes we look for something that's really complicated and something that, well, you know, if you stand in the north corner of your house and you point, you know, all your furniture in this direction, and then you, you know, stand on your head with one leg out, you know, and twirl around four times, then it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what if it really is that simple? And you just keep choosing. And oh, it's already time for our first break. So we'll ponder that as we go to our commercial break. We'll be back quicker than you can imagine. Stay with us.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this hour. And we are talking today with Wesley Pullen and Alan Jones, two amazing, funny, witty guys.
Sexy men.
Sexy. Don't forget sexy. And
yep,
vulnerable. You know, vulnerable and willing to be that invitation for so many others. And right before break, we were talking about what if it really is as simple as choosing to stop judging yourself. And when you, if you find yourself judging, stop and choose something different. And I would love to bring in the aspect of the vulnerability that men are not allowed to be. And from your perspective of what does that mean, and how has inviting yourselves to have this vulnerability, how has that tied in with the conversation of I am beauty? And I know that was a lot there, so I'm sure we're going to kind of go all over the place, but that was the other piece that I wanted to talk about today.
So if I look at that question, which I only remember half of what you asked anyway.
I'm sorry.
Growing up, it's like, I always remember it was like, you're a man, you need to be tough. You need to be strong, and you're not allowed to cry, you're not allowed to show emotion. And how is that being vulnerable?
Right.
Like, at all. Like, you have to, like, beat yourself up into this emotionless, pretend like you're feeling this person. And that's more damage than anything else, right? And then that damage, you can't even show that damage either, because that's wrong.
Mm.
We're taught that showing our beauty is wrong. And in that, showing our beauty is wrong as well. So it's like, what if you actually just allowed yourself to have emotions? You know, show them. What if you allowed yourself, like, show people, you know, like pulling the Band-Aid off the wound. Like, hey, this is me.
And you're not going to, you know, and the next piece to that I would like to ask is, you know, what was projected at you that was going to happen if you did show that?
That you're wrong. You can't show emotion because men are supposed to be tough. And if you do that, you're a woman. And that's a woman thing to do. Well, get your handbag and high heels, because only women show emotion.
Your big girl's blouse. That's what my mother used to call me. Grow up, stop being such a girl's blouse. It's so cruel and unkind with the definitions that we stick on men having to be the ones who don't cry, who are kind of, or if you did cry, there was the kind of, my mother would do the really nasty laughing at you. Oh, look at you crying, you know, and just, and so what happens then is, yes, we go into the wrongness of us. Then we kind of, when we don't show emotion, you know, when we do the tough guy kind of attitude, I then get judged as being a heartless bastard. So, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And again, there was on that kind of that whole showing emotion stuff, there was a brilliant advert with one of the razor companies. It was Gillette, I think it was. And it was something, and the advert goes, you know, be the best man you can be, or something like that. And it was a fantastic advert, and it was inviting men to get out of the kind of putting each other down for, you know, not wanting to fight and not actually getting into fights with each other and actually supporting each other and not using the terms man up and grow a pair and all of that. It was a brilliant advert that was all about be the best, kind of almost most vulnerable man you can be. And do you know what really surprised me? That there were millions, and I do mean millions of guys who were telling them it was a crap advert and that they were emasculating men from it. And I'm like, really? You know, you're getting all these guys to cut off. And if you look at the wars and everything else that's happening in the world at the moment, how much of that, and this is perhaps a bit of a sweeping statement, but how much is it created by men who don't believe they're allowed to have any kind of vulnerability and caring? So they shut it off and end up, you know, kind of fighting with each other, which turns into physical violence that leads to kind of planetary violence. You know, it's insidious.
It really is. It really, really is. And, you know, there's the societal norm of what masculine is. And, you know, there's no one size fits all for anything, let alone what masculinity is. And, you know, it's really interesting to hear both of you all. There's the underlying theme is no matter what you do, like, you don't do this, you're wrong if you do this, don't do that, you're wrong if you do that. And so as a boy growing up, if you're hearing these things from so many different sources about whatever you're doing it wrong. You know, yeah. Don't cry, you know, don't do this, don't do that. If you do this, you're going to be this. And, you know, so how do you navigate through your life trying to understand what masculinity is, what it isn't, being a boy, being a man, what it means in the world? And then you come into the whole thing about your body, what beauty is, what beauty isn't, what, you know, being handsome is, what handsome is not. What in the world do you do with all of that?
Eat vast amounts of chocolate. there is a kind of a slight serious side to that for me, because all of this stuff was going on. So the only way for me, you know, to kind of, in some senses, deal with all the emotional pain was to push it out of my awareness by eating food. So, you know, that was one way of dealing with it. But you are, you know, and again, this whole masculinity thing, you know, I grew up most, like, I have seven aunts. I have eight aunts, and I have about 50 cousins, most of whom are female. I've in the industry I work in, most of them are women. So I've not really had that much interaction with men, and I avoided it purely because, you know, from my perspective, all of these women were telling me that men are just these masculine bastards who don't have feelings, and that, you know, and all they do is they're interested in sport and drinking beer and having sex, and you know, like, so for me, I didn't. There are not many what I would say good role models for men, regardless of what their sexual preference is. Mm-hmm. And so to how you navigate it is, I just think it depends on the person. Some people turn to drink, some people turn to drugs, some people, it's like, what is the distraction drug of choice?
Right.
Whether that's eating, right, television, or whatever. And mm-hmm. then you get someone like Dane here, who writes the book, The Return of the Gentleman, which, you know, is an amazing book. It's just soft and caring. And it still invites men to be men. It's not mm-hmm. emasculating. And, you know, you mentioned the I Am Beauty movement with, mm-hmm. with, you know, Dane's sister, Sarah Grandinetti, and Kathy. You know, that for me has been such an amazing invitation to just be who I, like, without even kind of getting into, am I a man, am I this, am I that, just, like, actually just being me and getting in touch and being vulnerable with my body. It's been an amazing journey. Yeah.
Well, it really is.
Yeah, and the I'm Beauty movement was,
go ahead.
I think I'm a bit delayed.
Please keep going.
Oh, go ahead.
Please keep going. Absolutely.
The I'm Beauty movement, one thing I've noticed with it, and Ellen, you said something about kindness and caring just now, and how that's sort of like a feminine thing, you know. Men are kind and caring, they're feminine, you know.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I see that the greatest, one of the greatest gifts of the I Am Beauty Challenge is it gets you to that place where you can start being that kindness and caring for you first. And it's so much easier to now go out into the world once you have that kindness and caring for you and your body, and have that for other people too.
Yes.
Once you
Absolutely.
Have it for you.
Well, and that's, I'm so glad you brought that in, because you really do, in so many of us, and myself included for sure, I would look outside of myself to, and looking for everyone else for, like, validation for who I am. And, you know, like, acceptance, acknowledgement, like, all of those pieces, gratitude, love. I was looking everywhere else for that. But if you don't have it for yourself, you might be able to, for me, I was able to receive some of it from others, but it was always kind of this empty feeling. Like, I just couldn't quite, you know, it was always just kind of not satisfying. And because I was always looking for somebody else to validate me. And what if, you know, like, really giving that to yourself is the greatest gift you can give yourself.
Yeah, because if you're giving it to you, you wouldn't, it wouldn't matter if someone else was giving it to you or not.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you could receive it from someone else if they actually give it to you.
And, you know, I wonder what our world would be like if there were way more of these conversations. And, you know, that people of all ages, shapes, religions, genders, like colors, you know, everything, where there was no separation between whatever it is that you choose with your life and with your body. And, you know, what can we, you know, these conversations that we're having, what invitation is that for everybody to really, like, start looking at this, and what can they choose in their own lives? And
go to the I Am Beauty Challenge. That's what
yes.
I would say.
Exactly. Yeah, That was my next invitation. So for people, you know, who may not have heard about the I Am Beauty movement, there is a Facebook page, and it's got thousands of people from around the world in there. It's a great place to meet people who are really enjoying and embracing these kind of conversations and looking at places in their own lives where, for perhaps the first time, they're actually looking at these things. And so Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers founded this, and they also offer 30-day challenges, and they'll do them, I think it's like once or twice a year, kind of following the energy of it. And it's all free. There's no cost for any of this. And you can go in and you can start this challenge at any time. So, like, if you're hearing this 3 months from April 2019 or a year from now or whenever you hear this, you can still go into that Facebook group and you can start that challenge. And you can do it for yourself, or you can post in there, which is great to actually post in there and have, for perhaps the first time ever, some vulnerability and in being in a place where people have your back. It's such a beautiful energy in there, and I would love, I'm going to stop talking so you guys can explain what that has been for you guys to be in this Facebook group and see the challenges and the people and all the interactions.
Well, it's like, it's a 30-day challenge, right? So it's a whole month of really looking at it, every area of you, right? And I see every day there's like a different challenge, right? Like, post a picture of your face, or another day like your feet or your hands. And every day is an invitation for you to destroy another judgment you have of yourself, if you choose it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all it is. Just a choice to stop judging that specific area of yourself or your body.
I would agree with
and
that.
Alan, and I know you've done the challenge more than once. So what would it like for you to do it the first time and second time?
It's funny. The first time I just dived straight in and I did all of the challenges every single day. And I think, you know, the one of the biggest ones for me was actually taking the photograph naked and putting it out there. And now you can't get enough of getting my naked body on the internet. That was just kind of made me, you know, I'm a slut of the internet now. And because it's just given me so much confidence. And you know what I really love as well is the way people support each other. There's no kind of, well, that doesn't appear to be to me, any underhand kind of sniping each other or putting people down. There's no energy of judgment of, oh my God, what are you doing? How would you choose that? Oh my God, you look dreadful. There's none of that. There is just this kind of celebration of people stepping into a vulnerability with themselves and their body that, you know, like it's like there is just this communion there. And, you know, this time around, I think I got to day 6 or 7 and I stepped away. So I'm going to be looking at kind of what that was for me and why I stepped away from it. But it wasn't anything to do with the challenge this time. It was to do with me and what's going on in my life, because I had a lot of kind of creation going on. I was going to Rome, for God's sake. So, you know, it was important to me. So, I love the challenge, and it was challenging. Some of the things were challenging. Like I said, putting the first photo, you know, putting photographs, I think, of your eyes. I had such judgment of my eyebrows. It's amazing the stuff you kind of have to be vulnerable with your body when they ask you to look at stuff. Okay, so take a photo of your hands. Okay, I've got good hands. Now take a photograph of your feet. Oh, really? Do I have to? Like, and that surprised me.
Yeah. So, like, you know, do I have to show my feet to the whole world?
My ass as well, but I'm not showing you my feet. Like, you know, like, what's that about? So, that's funny.
And it really is, you know, like, you can do whatever is comfortable for you. And if there's something, and for me too, like, I was uncomfortable with some of the things, and then I looked at that. What was that for me? And, you know, whether I chose to share it with anyone else or just looked at it for myself and did some private writing about it, it was really interesting what, you know, came up. The advantage for sharing it in the group is there's this additional component of vulnerability and willingness to lower your barriers and actually, like, be present with a bunch of people. And there's just this added component of that. So that's part of the what is so special about this group, that, you know, there's other people doing this as well.
What it is, and I think it's like, it invites you to acknowledge that when we share our own vulnerability, it actually contributes to other people.
Absolutely. Oh, all right, you guys, that's great. We'll be back very quickly. Thank you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, guys. Imperfect Brilliant.
Hey.
amazing conversation today. And before we get back into this amazing conversation with two fabulous men, Alan Jones and Wesley Pullen, we're talking about the I Am Beauty movement.
Is that not Wesley Jones and Alan Pullen?
Why not?
Sorry, Betsy. Just being badly behaved.
That's okay. I have no control and I know it. And now does it get better than that? And we don't have any fun on this that radio show for sure. None at all. So we are talking, and what's brought us together today is talking about the I Am Beauty movement. And what started with Sarah Grandinetti and Cassie Summers, and what started as a Facebook challenge turned into a movement. And from that movement, people, they also started doing some live events, and they were doing some tasters where people were getting together and having these very vulnerable, very different conversations. Those tasters, which were like, you know, 2-3 hours, have... The demand has now been, hey, let's do it. We want more, you know, like more. So now they have 2.5-day classes, and we are inviting you, like, if any of this sounds like fun, there's no prerequisites. And the first class is going to be in New York City. They are, premiering it the end of May 2019, and you can get a lot more information at their website, which is www.iambeauty.space, S-P-A-C-E, space, which I didn't even know that was a thing until their website, because I thought there was .com, .net.
Neither did I.
This is .space. So...
Awesome.
So check it out. If you're ready to meet other people who are hungry for something different, and the invitation for turning the definition of beauty inside out and backwards and sideways, and what if we didn't have any definition at all? How about that? Mm-hmm. And right, and what glorious adventures can we have? So I wanted to be sure to put that invitation out to you guys. You can find Cassie and Sarah on Facebook. They're all over Facebook. They're social media mavens. I love watching them. You can find them certainly in the Facebook group I Am Beauty. And then they've been on here as my guests, and they will be back on as well. But the other part when I did the introduction with Wesley was that he works with Sassy, which is a combination of their two names, Sarah and Cassie, and that is the name of their company, Sassy Productions. So I would love for, if you guys are certainly welcome to reach out to myself or Alan, and Alan is A-L-U-N Jones, or Wesley Pullen, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might want to ask privately, that you might not feel comfortable asking in a group setting. So we're all here to contribute to you guys about this topic, or really anything else that you might enjoy exploring.
Yeah, so, and even if anybody wants to just join the group and see what's going on in there. They don't have to post anything. You
exactly.
can just go join in and see what happens in there. And if you don't like mm-hmm. it and it makes you uncomfortable, you can always go. Or you could stay. You
can
put yourself up to
yep.
the challenge. It's all just
absolutely
there.
And yeah,
should
that's
I stay or should I go now?
And there's no pressure. There's no pressure. There's no obligation. There's no judgment. And to be in that space where there truly is no judgment invites more of that for you. So and right before break, Wesley was saying, you know, that being vulnerable invites more vulnerability, and no judgment invites no judgment. So guys, everybody listening, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, sizes, color, what contribution can you be for your own life and for everything you desire to create if you did not judge yourself? What would your life look like?
What if you could just start having fun with your body?
Yes.
What if you could just start having fun? What if it's actually just all about having fun?
Yeah. True story.
What if?
You know, and I'm I know this kind of predominantly we're talking about I Am Beauty, and really that has been an amazing gift for me in terms of having more ease with my own body and not spooking myself when I see myself in the mirror and actually kind of going, hey, you know, you're looking good today. You know, like that I get from I Am Beauty. But I would also recommend any men listening to this, please grab a copy of Dane Hear's book, The Return of the Gentleman, because it really invites kind of, in essence, the vulnerability of men being men, but not emasculating them and still being a gentleman, still being a man, but also being kind of comfortable in himself without self-judging. And the I Am Beauty really kind of flows well with that in terms of the invitation that Cassie and Sarah are for everyone to have that ease and vulnerability with their body. You know, the world was a very gifted place when Sarah and Dane were born. That's all I would say, because they both are amazing.
True story. And I would also like to add that the same goes for, I'm grateful for both of you guys to be in the world and everything that you contribute to people, and you know how grateful I am, and everybody who knows you guys, it's the same thing. And it truly is, it's a domino effect that we are all, you know, everybody choosing greater and kindness and gentleness and no judgment. And everywhere that you are being that, it's a domino effect.
It is. Mm-hmm. And you know what I really get as well, and this is kind of a bit kind of weird and wacky, but it's like, I think actually Wesley, you mentioned it, I think, at the beginning when you were talking about when you see someone who has no judgment of their body, when you can't even necessarily pinpoint what it is that they're being, and you're going, what is that person, what is different about that person that is what is different about that person that actually I feel comfortable being around them, even if we're not talking, we're just sitting next to each other, what is it about that person? Can you imagine if we all had that space where people were looking at us going, what are you being? Because whatever that is, I want some. Just by being willing to be ourselves with no apologies, and as you kind of alluded to about me and my work, Betsy, is like, I want people to know that they're not screwed up, that their body is not screwed up.
Yes.
That.
Yes. Mm. That, yes, please. Way more of that. And that, it is so true. I've shared on my show many times that, you know, I was in such judgment of my body, and I've been a lot of different sizes, and now it's like, okay, and there truly is no judgment. And sometimes I find a little bit will start to creep in, and then it's like, oh, wait, is that just like an old habit, you know, that, you know, you just like what, and I will ask questions. And I choose to stop. And so what I will do, like if a judgment starts to come in or starts to want to creep back in, you know, it's almost like the little dust bunnies. You still got to dust, you know, like, okay, no. This is not coming in my world. I'm choosing not to do that. So then I replace anything that might be coming in around that with something that I'm grateful for my body. And that gratitude shifts whatever else might be trying to sneak in through a back door or a little you know, crack in the window or whatever. And it's like, no, no, no. And I'm not doing that anymore to me or my body. And so, you know, what other suggestions do you guys have if that's going on in somebody's world?
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I think initially the first thing is that being in demand to go, do you know what? Stop. And asking the question of, okay, so what actually is going on here? You know, that for me is one of my go-tos. It's like, okay, so what actually is going on here for me? And one of the tools of access consciousness is like, who does this belong to? And I would kind of slightly twist that in the sense of, what am I aware of here that I haven't acknowledged?
Yeah.
That I tend to use that more than who does that belong to? Like, what am I aware of that I haven't acknowledged? What am I aware of? And I do it from a space of curiosity, not necessarily looking for an answer. And okay, or another one that I'll go to is the kind of almost the choosing in 10 second increments. It's like, okay, so in this 10 seconds, I'm feeling all of this, like, all of this stuff that's going on. Do you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm going to choose that for 10 seconds and I'm going to intensify it and make it really, really intense. And then I'll ask the question again, how is this working for me? Am I bored with choosing this yet?
Well, it's I love that. And just that piece of turning it up and intensifying it, because a lot of what we do is like, you know, we don't allow it. So what if in the intensifying it, actually allowing it, what if that, well, words are not coming in. So when you intensify it, Alan, can you talk a little
bit more about that? It's really hard to put into words. I kind of just lean into the energy of it as much as I can. Okay, if I was really, really feeling this in every molecule of my body, what would that be like? Like really, really, like how intensely can I feel this? Like, and then my body, and I'm doing it now, my body's kind of really tensing. And then I'm just going, okay, so is that working for me? So what if I, in this 10 seconds, what if just for this 10 seconds, I don't choose it? Which one actually feels most fun for me, or lighter, or more comfortable? That's kind of how I play it. And sometimes I dip back into the intensity, and sometimes I choose something different. You know, there are hundreds of tools that people can grab if they go to an access foundation as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and like you say, you turn it up and it gets you to really look at what it's doing for you, and then you can see what it actually is, and you can say, oh, whoa, okay, actually isn't that fun, and I know now that I have a different choice. You know, like, just judging me thing isn't working. So I also, like, another thing, like, if I look in the mirror sometimes, I'm like, oh, well, I could dress like this, or, and then I sort of judge myself for not looking like that. And I often ask myself, is this how I want to look, or is this based on somebody else's idea of how you should look? And that also just creates a lot of freedom for me, because it's like, oh, okay, this is not actually how I would like to do things. This is based on everybody else's idea of perfect, or how you should look and how you should dress and smell. And, you know, especially as a man, you should dress certain ways and go outside those boards, and it's not so cool. But is this the way you want to look, or is this the way someone else says you should look?
Yes. There's been such amazing, you guys, I can't believe it's almost time for us to say goodbye.
I can't believe it.
It just goes by so fast. And I encourage you guys, you know, to listening, if this interests you at all, like, and you are interested either in exploring more of the tools of access consciousness, you can go to accessconsciousness.com and find out more information. As Alan said, like, hundreds of tools and questions and discussions are available out there in a lot of different classes. The first one would be the foundation, which is a 4-day class that is amazing. And the only prerequisite for that is one of an Access Bars class, which you can find facilitators for those around the world. And you can also, if any of us are sound like we'd be fun to invite to your area of the world to facilitate these classes, I know we would all be happy to do it. And you can find us at also on Facebook. And I know Alan has a website, and Alan and Wesley, mine is imperfectbrilliance.com, and my personal website is creatingyumminess.com. And guys, tell everyone listening how they can find you if they'd like to reach out to you directly.
So you can find me on the